This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier. Josh St. Peter's Executive Vice President, Illinois Beef Association, continues to join us talking about the economic challenges facing the beef industry and what IBA and NCBA is doing about it.
Rita, I had the chance to spend several days this week out west with our National Cattlemen's Beef Association team from the Denver office that included staff leadership, along with our CEO, Colin Whittle, and the executive leaders, the farmer ranchers who lead our organization. They flew in for conversations with several of us who are state executives in these affiliate organizations, just like Illinois Beef Association, that make up the National Cattlemen's Beef Group. And there's clearly a lot of frustration and disappointment with these markets. A lot of people want to know what can be done to bring the markets back and close that gap between the cutout value that the packers are receiving and the price we're seeing in the marketplace. Here in Illinois, we have just sent out in the last 24 hours a survey to all of our members. So those of you who have memberships with IBA and have an email address on file, please look for that email. If you do not have an email address on file, you will be receiving something in the mail from us in the next few days. We're asking all of our beef producer members in Illinois to complete the survey and send us their input on policy that exists today and what policies folks might want to see in the future, specific to cattle market transparency, price discovery, and you know the broader dialogue that we've heard on the airwaves here at RFD and seen in Farm Week and elsewhere about the debates we're seeing on whether or not there should be additional regulation or government involvement in these discrepancies in the ratio between what packers receive and what our producers receive. It's available online at illinoisbeef.com/survey. And again, if you're a member, complete the survey. If you're not a member, you can join on that same website, go through the process and complete the survey, and you will be counted. These opinions are really important. We're seeing this debate and dialogue had on the national landscape. Senator Fisher from Nebraska reintroduced her legislation in D.C. Specific to cattle market transparency and potential government involvement in creating mandates that would require packers to purchase a specific portion of the fat cattle that they're processing from the cash market. Senator Grassley from Iowa has introduced his own version of language that would create mandates as well. And these are the kinds of things that are being worked on day in, day out by our state organizations, by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association team in Denver, as well as our policy staff that are all out in Washington, D.C. Everybody understands that every day that we're going through this is one more day of pain for our producers, for the farmers and ranchers who are members of the organization. And we want to understand what everybody's desire is, because it's a leap, it's a jump in this discussion to talk about having the government step in and put regulations in place, having government involvement directly in the way cattle would be marketed.
Josh St. Peter's, Executive Vice President, Illinois Beef Association. Look for your IBA survey today. If you have questions, call the IBA office at 217-787-4280. This is the RFD Livestock Report.